So help me God.
So help me God.
Social Democrat Zoran Mamdani took the oath of office Thursday from one of his political heroes, Independent Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont.
New York, thank you for inspiring our nation. Thank you for giving us, from coast to coast, the hope and the vision that we can create government that works for all, not just the wealthy and the few.
And with that oath, Mamdani became New York City's first Muslim mayor, its first of South Asian descent, and the first to be born in Africa. Actually, he was sworn in twice, the first time placing his hand on a Quran as he took his oath just after midnight. Then, after working a few hours, he returned to City Hall for the public inauguration. There, New York Congressperson Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez gave opening remarks, saying, "We have chosen prosperity for the many over spoils for the few."
In Zoran Mamdani, we have chosen a mayor who is relentlessly dedicated to making life not just possible, but aspirational for working people. New York City has chosen the ambitious pursuit of universal child care, affordable rent and housing, and clean and dignified public transit for all. And we have chosen that over the distractions of bigotry and the barbarism of extreme income inequality.
Mamdani held a news conference in Brooklyn where he quickly revoked multiple executive orders issued by the previous administration since former Mayor Eric Adams' indictment on corruption charges. Those charges were later dismissed after intervention by the Trump administration.
You, as the new mayor of a city, have to sign a continuation of all prior executive orders or a revocation or an amendment of all of them. And so what we did was to sign an executive order that continued every executive order that predated the moment when our former mayor was indicted, a moment when many New Yorkers lost even more faith in New York City politics and the ability of city government to actually prioritize the needs of the public as opposed to the needs of the person.
Among the executive orders Mamdani revoked were two controversial orders related to criticism of Israel. One involved a controversial definition of anti-Semitism that classifies criticism of the Israeli government as anti-Semitic, while the other barred city officials from boycotting or divesting from Israel.
And my administration will also be marked by a city government that will be relentless in its efforts to combat hate and division. And we will showcase that by fighting hate across the city, and that includes fighting the scourge of anti-Semitism, by actually funding hate crime prevention, by celebrating our neighbors, and by practicing a politics of universality.
Mamdani's sympathy for Palestinian rights and activists has been a point of criticism for opponents, including some Democrats. So too is Mamdani's identification as a democratic socialist, especially now as President Donald Trump and many Republicans have been demonizing socialism and socialists. But Mamdani is not backing down.
We will answer to all New Yorkers, not to any billionaire or oligarch who thinks they can buy our democracy. We will govern without shame and insecurity, making no apology for what we believe. I was elected as a democratic socialist, and I will govern as a democratic socialist.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.